Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Tonight, Coming of the Lord by your one and only Teresa Graham. Good morning to all of my listening audience from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on this beautiful Tuesday morning. It is 6 a.m. here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I am hosting live from Fort Worth, Texas. I tell you guys, I am so excited this morning. I tell you, I got a lot of things going on this morning, and I am so happy. Well, guys, I want to tell you that when I look at the forecast for the Fort Worth, Texas area, I see that it's partly cloudy, but guess what? The temperature is 91 degrees. Uh-huh. Y'all know how hot it gets in Texas. That's right. It's that dry heat. Come on, somebody. It's that dry heat. Yeah, So I'm going to say to you guys today, when you're out and about, go ahead and drink a lot of fluids. I'm not talking about that soda pop, as the old folks say, that soda pop. We're talking about some water. That's right, some good old tasty water. And, you know, a lot of people like to drink water when it's cold, you know, and maybe that's the only way they can drink it, but I believe in drinking it room temperature, and the reason why it has a different taste than when it's cold, okay? Try it sometime. Get you a cold bottle of water and get you a bottle that's a room temperature of water, and try both of them and tell me what you think. There is a different taste there, okay? And so, but water is good for the body, so, hey, drink plenty fluids. I'm telling you, it's good for your skin, your nails, and everything, your hair and everything, and your cells in your body. Come on, somebody. So go ahead and get some of that water in that body. You know what I'm saying? So I am so happy, guys, that you're tuning in this morning. And I want to say, if you would like to call into the show via cell phone, you can do so by calling or dialing area code 563-999-3467. And you can listen to the chit-chat this morning by your cell phone. Or you can keep it locked and just continue to listen via Internet. And that's okay. As long as you're here, you're just being a part of what the Most High God is doing here on this platform. Well, guys, I want to talk about something that has really been in my spirit. And I don't know whether you do this, but I look at different people's funerals, okay, on YouTube. Yes, I do. And the reason why I do that is because I want to celebrate that person's life, even though I don't know them, but I also want to, you know, watch people's funerals, because I know one day I will be there as well. And so I just find myself at times just sitting down looking at funerals. And I realized, guys, that we will go from the womb to the crib, to the casket, to the grave. And I know a lot of people don't just today, because death is a word that a lot of people are afraid of. But we must understand that the Most High God, well, Apostle Paul says, for one, to be absent in the body means to be present with the Most High God. Amen. And then we know that Hebrews chapter 9 and 27 says, it is appointed upon men to die. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And so, beloved, death is sure. But are we? Okay? I know a lot of times we get wrapped up and tied up in our everyday life, and we don't even sit down to realize that one day we are going to leave here. I know many times, guys, we can plan for the birth of a child. We can plan for weddings, and we get joy when we do that. But we never get joy when our loved ones pass. Why is that? Now, I know that in the Bible, it pretty much talks about that we are to rejoice at a death and cry at a birth. Have y'all ever heard that saying before? We should always rejoice and praise God. And you see what I'm saying? At someone's death, but we need to cry when someone comes into this earth. Now, have y'all ever heard that, beloved? John 16:21 says, when a woman is given birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Amen? And so, beloved, the Bible also talks about, and I'm trying to find this scripture, this particular scripture that I want you guys to hear. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 44 says, so is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Amen? Amen. And so, beloved, we must understand that when you have a child, that's the time where mourning should take place. Because that child, when that child has been raised to a right age, or even sometime before that child is right, you know, well, during the time it's adult and going about its life, they will have plenty sorrow. Amen? They will have plenty sorrow. But when that person die, we know that that person is going home to the Most High God, in which who sent them here for his purpose. Amen? And so we must understand, beloved, that we're not to be afraid of funerals. We're not to be afraid of death. Amen? We're not to be afraid of death, especially if you have already given your life to the Most High God. Amen? That you see what I'm saying? And so a lot of people are afraid of dying. See? Why? Because the churches never prepares them for death. They prepare them for getting some money, getting a new honey, getting a new house, getting a new car, but they never talk about what is sure to come. Because death is sure, but are we? Amen? We got to understand that. Death is sure, but are we? Amen? And you got to examine how you are living your life before the Most High God. Amen. I think a lot of people is afraid of death because they don't know what's on the other side or what to expect. But if you read the Word of God, you will already know that he has prepared you a mansion that was not made with human hands. Amen. And you should already know that the Most High God, he will swallow up death forever. And the Most High God will wipe away every tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Amen. Amen. And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And 1 John, I love 1 John chapter 3 and 2. It says, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but what we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Isn't that something to shout about right there? Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to understand that Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 2 says, there is a time to be born and a time to die. Listen to what it says. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. And so, beloved, if you are breathing, if you are listening to this podcast today, you know that you will go from the womb to the crib, to the casket, to the grave. Amen. 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 To meet the Most High God. Amen. Glory be to God. Isn't that something to shout about right there? Amen. Amen. So, we must understand, beloved, that we have to take inventory of our life here on this earth and to see what it is that we did wrong and what we did right. Now, understand, beloved, we're not saved by our works, but we're saved by grace. Amen? Glory be to God. We're saved by grace. And John 5:28-29 says, do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. Amen. So there's two places you will end up. When you have done good to the resurrection of life, you go to heaven. And those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment, guess where you're going to spend? Eternal life in hell. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 1 says, for we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, beloved. Amen. That's something to shout about right there. Amen. We must understand, beloved, from the very beginning of the earth, because of willful sin, death came into existence. Romans chapter 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Meaning not physical or spiritual, but eternal, which is the penalty for sin. But it goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Isn't that something to shout about, beloved? 1 Peter 3 and 18 also causes us to shout, amen. It says, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for unrighteousness, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. Guys, isn't that something to shout about right there? Glory be to God. I feel like praising God right there. Amen. 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 And so, beloved, we should never be afraid of death, because death is sure, but are we? Amen. We never prepare for death. Everybody running around living their life like they're not going to die. But you're going to leave here. And everything that you have accomplished in this lifetime is going to be right here for memories, for your loved ones, and for generations that come behind you. Amen. Amen. It talks about in Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 4, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Amen. There's a season for everything under the sun. Amen. Amen. And your season will come when you got to die. Your season came when you were birthed into this world to live. Well, there's going to be a season that no man has control over, and that's death. Amen. And you can't take your money with you, because there's no U-Haul going to follow you at no cemetery. Huh? You can't even take those fine clothes and shoes that they dress you up with and bury you in. You're not going to take any of that. Amen. That's where your flesh will return back to the ground. Amen? Amen. And so sometimes we don't understand that we all got to die. Amen. We all got to die. Amen. When we receive forgiveness for our sins, we receive eternal life with Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And so if death occurs while there is sin in our life, we will be eternally separated from the Most High God. Romans chapter 8 and 2 says, for the law of the Holy Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. To be carnally sinfully, beloved, that means to be carnally minded is death, meaning separation from God. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is empathy, meaning hatred, against God. But it is not subject to the law of God, neither instead can be, meaning the carnal mind serves Satan. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And remember, we were talking last week a little bit about the lust of the flesh. And I told you the flesh is a mess. And I also told you what Scripture says, there is no good thing in this flesh. Amen. This flesh will always war against your spirit man. Amen. This flesh will always desire and crave sin. Amen. Amen. It has a great appetite for this world. That's right. And it wants to gravitate or hold on to. It has a strong hold. Amen. Connection to this world. And so you find yourself being carnally minded, and that causes death or maybe separation from the Most High God. Amen. For if ye live after the flesh, the Bible says, ye shall die. But if ye through the Holy Ghost do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And so that's why I told you, beloved, as we move forward in God, we have to move forward in God knowing that we are looking to join him or see him again in our righteous state. Amen. Because judgment will come to us all if you die in sin. Amen. If you die in sin, judgment will come to you, beloved. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. Amen. Come on, somebody. I want you to follow me in the spirit realm, okay? And so only our physical, that mean that nice, fine body you got, that handsome body you got, that beautiful lips, hips, and thighs you got, that body dies. Our spirit lives on eternally, okay? And so your spirit gonna live somewhere, amen? Which one do you think? Where do you think your body, your spirit going to go? Not your body, because we all know where the body going to go. I don't care what nobody said. Everybody know where that body going to go. It's going to go back to the earth. Amen? But where will your spirit spend eternity? Your soul. For the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without works is dead also, James chapter 2 and 26. When our earthly bodies are changed and become immortal, death becomes swallowed up in victory. Paul wrote, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible body must be put on incorruption, and this mortal body must put on immortality. So when this corruptible body shall have put on incorruption, not subject to death again, And this mortal body shall have put on immortality, your eternal spirit, it means. Then shall it be brought to pass the same that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can find that scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 57, beloved. Amen. And so I wanted to say to you this morning, at times I sit down and I look at other people's funerals on YouTube. And it keeps me, it keeps me alert, and it keeps my mind and my hope in seeing Jesus Christ, Yeshua. But when I die, I want to know that the Most High God was pleased with what I did here on earth. Amen. Not so much man, and not so much as all the words that will be said at my funeral, my homegoing, okay, celebration, in other words. So it's not so much as what people say, it's what God has said about me. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we can find good words and powerful words even for sinners who have passed. Amen. Who have went on, and you know without a doubt that they didn't live their life to please the Most High God. They didn't live their righteous life. Amen. You know they was this bad person, but yet you find yourself trying to muster up something to say, which will be a lie. Amen. I believe that all of our lives should be able to speak for itself. Amen. Amen. I believe that within all my being, that your life should speak for you. What will people say when it's your time to lay down this flesh? What will people say? Do they have to get up there and try to make something up to try to preach you into heaven? I'm just trying to figure this thing out, because you see that at a lot of funerals. A lot of homegoing services, celebration services. You do? You do? Amen? And I preach funerals. And at funerals that I preach, folk got saved. They were running up getting saved. Because God used me to release a word for someone who walked in there was walking dead. But when they walked out, they had eternal life. Come on, somebody. And so I look for every opportunity to win souls for God, because the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. And so I look for every opportunity to win souls for God. But my question to you today, beloved, death is sure, but are you? Amen? Do you not know there will be a time? Amen? There will be a time to be born and a time to die. Amen? Amen. Physical death will be destroyed forever at the end of the millennium. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 24 through 26, it says, then cometh the end when he, Christ, shall have delivered up the kingdom, meaning of born-again Christians, born-again believers. It will deliver up the kingdom, God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he, meaning Jesus Christ, Yeshua, must reign till he had put all enemies, under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Did y'all hear that? That's something to shout about right there. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That meaning we're not going to die no more. We're not going to cry no more. We're just going to be rejoicing, singing, and having a good time with the Most High God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from everyone's eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are and will be passed away. And when you look at Revelation 21:4, it tells you that. Okay? And so death, beloved, never ends the conscious existence of the soul and the spirit. Y'all hear what I say? Let me say that again. Death never ends the conscious existence of the soul and spirit. Death only puts an end to the body suit, meaning, you know, hey, the body. We wear, you know, we wear this body suit every day that we wake up in the morning. We got on this body suit, this flesh suit, okay? And we walk around on the earth in order to get around. We have a vehicle, okay? And so our soul and spirit continues eternally either with God in heaven or with Satan in hell. At the end of the 1,000 years period, called the millennium, will be the great white throne judgment. God will judge the wicked dead who never made it to heaven, and they will have to give an account of their previous life. That's right. Every one of us got to give an account of what we do on this earth. Amen? We got to give it. But I want to leave something with you. Amen? Because many people foolishly die without the wisdom that only God can give. Amen? If we don't obey God's commandment and repent of our sins, we will die without knowledge. Amen? I want to leave Revelation 20:11-15 with you. And I want you to take this with you and maybe read it a couple of times to get the meaning. Amen. John said, and I saw a great white throne and him, meaning God, that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written, amen, dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Beloved, if you are listening to this podcast this morning, just know that you went from the womb to the crib. And then very soon you will go to the casket, to the grave. But my question is, where will you spend eternity? Where? Have you asked yourself that question, beloved? Where are you going to spend eternity? Amen? Amen? But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. This is found in Job 36:12. Amen? Amen. But just know this. Whenever you look at someone's funeral, a lot of people may think they might think that I'm losing my mind or something because I look at people's funeral on YouTube. Amen? Not that I'm looking for anything. Amen? But I'm looking at the life, the family celebrating the life of their loved one who once was here. Amen? Yeah. Amen. And Paul states that he is confident in his eternal destiny and longs for the day when he can be with the Most High God. He says to be absent from the body means to be present with God. Amen? That's something to shout about right there. Death is not a bad thing. Yes, it takes some of us by surprise. It causes some of us to just almost lose it. But if you truly know God for yourself and got a relationship with God, you'll know that death is beautiful. And we all got to walk in that door. Yes, we do. We all got to walk through the door. Just like we came through the door of our mother's womb, we got to go through the door of death. Amen? That's the only way we can receive eternal life. Amen? That's the only way, guys, that we can receive eternal life. Amen? Adam brought death to us as his heirs. Jesus brings eternal life to us when we became heirs of his. Amen? Amen. That's found in Romans chapter 17, 19, beloved. It says, for if by one man's offense, Adam, meaning Adam's, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in eternal life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, Adam's judgment came upon all men to condemnation, to die, meaning. Even so, by the righteousness of one, Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, Jesus, shall many be made righteous. Amen. And so since sin brings us a reward of death, meaning eternal separation from God, so does Jesus Christ Yeshua. He brings us life, meaning eternal life, when we repent of our sins. Amen? Paul loved Jesus so much that he said, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You can read about that in Philippians chapter 1:21. Amen? Amen. So, beloved, I want you to understand today, amen, is that death is nothing to be afraid of. Even though death is painful, it hurts us when we see our loved ones leave us. But we have a hope to see them one day. What is your hope? Amen. God designed for our physical body to turn to dust from which it came. Amen. 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 So with that said, beloved, I want you to understand that God loves you. And he's waiting to see you one day. Amen. Amen. So don't be afraid of what is to come, because death is sure. But are you? Well, family, I got to go. I got to go. Please stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Put your hands in the air.
walking into the church to pray. Doesn't matter what they say. All I know is that I'm here to stay. Falling on my knees to pray. Jesus gave me a second chance. Now I feel a holy day. That's why I lift my ears towards heaven. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He's there.
He's giving me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air, cause He cares. Put your hands in the air, cause He's there.
Looking outside, I see your handiwork. It brings joy to my world. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ has shed His precious blood. So can't you feel His love? That's why I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. I wanna praise that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give You the praise. Lord, we give You the praise.